Channel Kindness, Stories of Kindness and Community, by Born This Way Foundation reporters with Lady Gaga.
On a gloomy afternoon in December 2013, 2 days before Christmas, my family's doorbell rang. Not much in the mood for an unannounced visit from a friend, much less a stranger, I felt little enthusiasm as I went to see who it was. Most years, I look forward to the holiday season with childlike wonder. No matter what challenges might be going on, I'm usually so happy just smelling the fresh pine tree in the middle of our house and seeing it hung with ornaments, twinkling with lights as wrapped presents grow in numbers daily. Christmas for me has always been a time of family, food, and friends, and of reliving happy memories of holidays past and making new ones. Sadly, though, on the day when our doorbell rang unexpectedly, I felt unable to partake in the spirit of the season. At the time, I had recently experienced a deep and devastating loss, the death of my mother. Without her in my life, the world seemed suddenly to have become darker and colder. The idea that I was supposed to feel good again just because of the holiday was almost a cruel joke. "Are you Charlene?" asked the kind-looking man standing on my doorstep. He was a man I'd never met before, in his early 40s and athletic in appearance, with bright eyes and a look of both confidence and compassion. "Yes," I answered, warmed by his thoughtful smile, at least warmed enough that I chose to trust him. With that, he handed me a holiday card and nodded, encouraging me to open it in front of him. My first thought was, who hand-delivers a card in the middle of the holiday rush? But rather than say anything, I went ahead and invited him inside and opened the card as he waited. It read, "Charlene, I don't know you, but from a mutual friend, I heard about your mom's recent passing. I am positive your mom would want you to have everything on your Christmas list. God bless." Inside the envelope was a total of $500 in gift cards. Like magic, it seemed a stranger had made the effort to do something so kind, good, caring, and frankly, surprising, that I wasn't sure whether to cry or laugh for joy. Somehow, he must have known that it was always my mom who managed to find time and resources to shop for everything on my list. Had someone told him that without her, the season was going to be an especially lean one for our family? His generosity meant much more than being able to buy presents that year. His gift let me know that even though Mom was no longer alive, I could still connect to her love through thoughtful acts of kindness. They were there to remind me that the world didn't have to be such a dark and cold place after all.